We welcome you to Eagles Training Camp 2017. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, joined by Phil Savage, executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl, former executive in the NFL, administrator in the NFL with the Eagles in 2010 to 2012. I'm just going to call you Mr. Football. You love the game.
I'm a football guy.
Yeah.
It's really awesome, isn't it? Yeah, and so this week, as an example, I was at Big Ten Media Days, of course, trying to keep the Reese's Senior Bowl relevant in front of the coaches and players from
Successful.
That conference. Very much so.
Good.
Then, of course, we have the partnership with our friends in Hershey. So I spent a day there Wednesday, and then I'm here today with you guys, and I'll be down at another team in the division on Saturday.
When you go and watch practice, you say, oh, we had that guy at the Senior Bowl. We had him.
Yeah,
you take great pride in,
yeah, definitely.
In how that game catapults players into the spotlight in the NFL.
Yeah, the Rams drafted 6 Reese's Senior Bowl players this year, so I visited with them back in May, and
okay.
It's awesome to go and see these players trying to fulfill their dream of being a professional athlete. But, of course, the poster child, if you will, for our game right now is your quarterback, Carson Wentz. And you know, I was so impressed with him, not only at North Dakota State, but when he came to Mobile, he really took ownership of his side of the roster. And that was a team that included players from Stanford and Ohio State and Michigan, because he was on the north, of course. But just to see him out here, I mean, he's developing. He's turning into a grown man.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the future is so exciting. I talked to Howie and a lot of the guys that I know here. And, you know, there's a quiet confidence and there's a buzz of excitement about being able to build a team around a bona fide franchise quarterback.
No doubt. And he's grown so much in the last year. When you see him now, I mean, did you feel that he was kind of going on that upward trend, Phil?
Oh, absolutely.
Mobile?
Yeah. And, you know, some of the NFL guys called me probably in December before the game and said, hey, I think this quarterback from North Dakota State that you've invited, he's probably top of the second round.
Huh.
Well, then by the time we got to early January, guys were kind of saying, well, I think he's probably more of a first rounder, because more of the decision makers were then beginning to watch his tapes. Well, by the time he got to Mobile, people were saying he might be a, you know, 20 to 30 type first rounder. By the time he left Mobile, he was top 10. And, of course, by the time the spring rolled through, he goes in the top 2, and conceivably he could have been the number 1.
Sure.
Pick.
How did he handle the attention from the media, all of the attention from the teams, the grind of the schedule, and, oh, by the way, you have practices and a game to prepare for?
Seamlessly.
Yeah.
I mean, he handled it in such a mature way. As I said all along, he was an A-plus off the field. Then he was an A-plus on the field in the practices, because you see the arm strength, you see the athletic ability. But the way I described Carson all the way through the whole pre-draft run-up was that this was a big school prospect wrapped in a small school uniform. If he had been wearing the uniform of a major university, I think he clearly would have been the top choice overall.
Phil, you were GM in Cleveland, right? You've been an administrator in the league for many years. Senior Bowl is your baby. You do Alabama football on the radio. For those who don't know and maybe want to get into your world someday, how do you do it?
Well, as I've always said, there's no formal schooling for player personnel or scouting. So really what I try to suggest to young people that are in college is try to get an internship with a team. We actually offer a scout school for 2 days down at the Reese's Senior Bowl in early January. We've had 9 of our participants land jobs in the NFL. So that's a way to at least
Great.
Introduce yourself to the concept of going into professional football. And you get a chance to find out more about it. You know, people have a perception of what scouting or player personnel is like, but they really don't know the business. They don't know the details. And so it's an opportunity for us to try to teach some of the people. And it's not only guys. We've actually had a young lady this past year from Tulane that participated, and I don't think it's too far off in the distant future that we will have a female scout in the National Football
Awesome.
League.
Hey, it's good to catch up with you. We haven't talked football since we were in the staff locker room 2011 draft.
Yeah, I spent 2.5 years here and enjoyed my time and have a good relationship with Howie and a lot of the staff here. Joe Douglas, one of my all-time favorites, and, you know, some of the coaches are here as well. I think this organization has a group of tremendously great people.
Yeah.
And when you walk into the foyer of Ohio State football, there's a quote there from Woody Hayes that said, you win with people. I think the Eagles have a great chance to do that.
You feeling the buzz a little bit here?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Phil Savage, thanks so much.
All right, Dave.
Great seeing you. All right. Thank you. Thanks for joining us here. It's our time at training camp, Eagles training camp 2017 at the NovaCare Complex.